From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Gunmen who have overtaken a luxury hotel in Mali's capital have released some of the 170 guests and staff that they had taken hostage. It was not immediately clear if any of those hostages have been killed or wounded. The attack underscores the threat posed by the Islamist militants who remain active in northern and central Mali. European ministers holding crisis talks in Brussels today to discuss ways to tighten security at checkpoints on external borders as an emergency measure following the Paris attacks. Meanwhile, the manhunt continues for Salah Abdeslam, one of the suspected terrorists on the run since the attacks that killed 129 people. U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to pass a bill that would require top U.S. national security officials to certify that each individual migrant from Iraq and Syria is not a national security threat before granting them asylum. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Supporters and opponents of the bill to restrict the flow of refugees from Iraq and Syria staked out their positions during a passionate debate on the House floor. They included Republican Doug Collins,
but we will not welcome terrorists,
and Democrat Loretta Sanchez.
Refugees are not the enemy.
The purpose of the bill is to keep Americans safe in uncertain times, said Homeland Security Chairman Michael McCaul.
We are a nation at war. The world was reminded last week that Islamist terrorists are seeking to harm our people, destroy our way of life, and undermine the foundational principles of the free world.
Migrants from Iraq and Syria who want to come to America are already subject to the toughest screening procedures in the world. Cindy Sain on Capitol Hill.
Two Palestinians attacked targeting Israelis killed five people Thursday in one of the bloodiest days for Israel in a nearly two-month-long wave of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks. Jerusalem Holy Site, known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount, has been at the heart of the violence. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is set to be released today from a U.S. prison. 61-year-old Pollard, former civilian employee of the U.S. Navy Investigative Service, was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified information to Israel. Former director of U.S. Central Intelligence Agency James Woolsey once opposed Pollard's release, but now says he does not think what Pollard did was as significant as originally thought.
I know of nothing that Pollard stole, whether it went to a third country or not, and I know of nothing that he stole and that stayed in Israel that damaged the United States at all.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the U.S. to allow Pollard to move independent immediately to Israel, where Pollard's second wife lives. Pollard became an Israeli citizen while he was in prison. State media says Chinese security forces killed 28 terrorists during a weeks-long search for those who carried out a deadly attack at a coal mine in the country's ethnically divided Xinjiang region. Gruesome September 18th attack was at a coal mine in Aksu Prefecture, which officials said killed 16 people, including five policemen. President Obama is in Malaysia for a gathering of regional leaders expected to focus on economic issues, terrorism, and territorial disputes. Mr. Obama, who arrived in Kuala Lumpur today, is joining the leaders of the 10 member nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, and other world leaders gathered at the second of a pair of annual summits. Security has been expanded throughout Kuala Lumpur amid reports of a terrorist threat by the Islamic State. Most of those in attendance at the ASEAN summit are coming from the Philippines, where they took part in the annual APEC meeting. Both gatherings, which typically focus on economic issues, have been partly overshadowed by global efforts to combat terrorism following the deadly terrorist attacks in Paris. North and South Korea have agreed to hold talks next week as part of efforts to resume high-level dialogue between the two governments. Working-level talks will be aimed at preparing for government-level negotiations that were agreed to in August in a landmark deal to improve ties. That deal ends a standoff over a landmine incident that wounded two South Korean soldiers near the heavily guarded border separating the two countries.
That's the latest world news from VOA.